Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. World War II, the Soviet Union, and the Allies. Key fact number one, the Soviets could not have handled Germany by themselves. Before the war, Stalin had already purged military leadership, weakening the officer corps. In the first German offensive on the Soviet Union, Operation Barbarossa, Soviet losses included 800,000 soldiers killed, 6 million wounded or captured, 4,000 aircraft, and 600,000 soldiers lost in the very first week of battle. Before winter of 1941, Germany was on the verge of capturing three of the largest Soviet cities, Moscow, Leningrad, and Stalingrad. In 1942, Stalin pressured Churchill and FDR to open a second front in Europe. Key fact number two. The Soviets would have lost without United States weaponry and support. An often overlooked fact is that per the U.S. State Department, under the Lend-Lease Act, the U.S. provided the Soviet Union with 400,000 jeeps and trucks, 14,000 airplanes, 8,000 tractors, 13,000 tanks, 15 million pairs of army boots, 2.7 million tons of oil products, and 4.5 million tons of food. Nikita Khrushchev quoted his conversation with Stalin saying that if the United States had not helped us, we would not have won the war. Key fact number three. The Soviets stayed out of the Pacific until the war was effectively over. In 1941, Japan and the Soviet Union signed a non-aggression pact. It was effectively only the United States and British Imperial troops, along with Chinese nationalist armies, who had to fight Japan. The Soviets waited to enter the Pacific theater completely until the United States dropped both atomic bombs, and Japan was mostly defeated before they invaded China. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.